And thank you for listening to Utah Public Radio. Up next, it's our weekly movie review. Here's our film critic, Casey T. Allen.
I know this might sound like a hyperbole, but just go with me on this one. I've just seen my favorite new release this year so far, and I'm hoping every movie lover sees it too. This new film is called Dee Dee, a beautifully honest coming-of-age comedy written and directed by an exciting young Taiwanese-American, Sean Wong. Dee Dee premiered at the Sundance Film Festival in January this year and was happily picked up by Focus Features and distributed to select theaters nationwide in late July. Set in a San Francisco Bay Area suburb in the summer of 2008, a 13-year-old Taiwanese-American boy tries to figure out important rites of passage, like impressing a pretty girl, getting invited to parties, and getting into fights, before he starts high school. As the first narrative feature film of Sean Wong, Dee Dee is semi-autobiographical, which is partly why the whole film feels so personal, lived in, and genuine. This director is smart because this semi-autobiographical film is not about displaying and recreating his childhood memories, but about exploring the emotions and experiences in the whirlwind of adolescence. We've enjoyed films like this before, like Stand By Me in 1986 and Mid-90s from 2018. But Dee Dee is memorably different, presenting a part of 21st century Asian American life in the early years of social media, with the nostalgia of flip phones, instant messenger, and MySpace. This social media element of Dee Dee is reminiscent of the terrific 2018 coming-of-age comedy, Eighth Grade. The title character is not easily lovable or well-mannered. He blows up a mailbox, talks back to his mom, and shoplifts. And that's what gives this film more personality than if it were created by a giant film studio or an oversized committee of executives. It's because of this plucky, destructive personality that makes Dee Dee touching and sweet without being annoying. It's hilarious without being predictable. And it's heartbreaking without being maudlin. Some of the most tear-jerking moments show just a computer screen while the 13-year-old boy types in his feelings and his internet questions. This film made me so happy and reminded me of the importance of family and finding your people. The dialogue is simple, so it doesn't try too hard in creating the perfectly relatable progression of the story's exploration of friendship, belonging, loneliness, and shame. This film received the Audience Award and Special Jury Award at Sundance this year, and I can't wait to see what other awards it receives next year. Please put this title on your list. You will finish it with a smile. For Flicks at 48, I'm Casey T. Allen.